From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the proposed federal budget he has sent to Congress is aimed at reducing the federal deficit steadily over the next decade. But NPR's John Itzty reports the deficit projected for this year would set a record.
The budget documents project a deficit of just over $1.5 trillion for 2010. Under the proposal, the deficit would fall to almost $1.3 trillion in 2011 and then fall below $1 trillion a year until 2020. To get the deficits down, the president is proposing a 3-year spending freeze on a small portion of the overall budget. It would save only $250 billion over 10 years. Mr. Obama defended that modest start when he unveiled the budget at the White House.
We won't be able to bring down this deficit overnight, given that the recovery is still taking hold and families across the country still need help.
The president also plans to name a bipartisan commission to propose ways to rein in budget deficits by 2015. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota says its engineers have developed and rigorously tested a fix to the problem of sticking accelerators that prompted the automaker to recall millions of vehicles. It involves adding a small reinforcement bar to the accelerator assembly, which the company says will reduce surface tension and friction. NPR's Frank Langford says the necessary parts are being shipped to dealers, some of which plan to stay open weekends or even 24 hours a day if necessary to do the repairs.
They are going to be providing a lot of training, obviously, to the dealers. This has been a real black eye for Toyota, and they don't want this to get any worse. Exactly if they're shipping today, when the repairs will start is a little unclear. I was speaking to a dealer in the Washington area last night, and she thought maybe these things would arrive by Thursday or Friday. But obviously, if they're shipping today, I imagine they'll get them very fast. And I think dealers have been dealing with a lot of concerned consumers, and I think they want to get these things fixed as soon as possible.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in Washington. There's new evidence today that the manufacturing sector is setting the pace for the economic recovery in the U.S. The Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Index rose in January for the sixth straight month. The index is now at its highest level since 2004. But the Institute's Norbert Ohr says a complete rebound from the ground that was lost will not come quickly.
It'll take quite some period of time before we see significant job growth in manufacturing.
In a separate report out today, the Commerce Department says consumer spending was up 0.2% in December, the third straight monthly gain, and November's increase was revised upward. Consumer spending accounts for about 2/3 of economic activity in the U.S. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 108 points at 10,175. The Nasdaq Composite has gained 20 points. This is NPR News from Washington. A female suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt today in Baghdad, and officials say at least 54 people were killed. Dozens of others were injured. They say the woman had been mingling among pilgrims who were waiting to be searched by female security guards at a checkpoint. Israel's military has reprimanded two Israeli Defense Force officers for jeopardizing human life during Israel's war in Gaza last winter. Shira Frankel reports from Jerusalem that it was the first admission of high-level wrongdoing by Israel in connection with the conflict.
Two Israeli officers, a brigadier general and a colonel, have been reprimanded for their behavior during the Gaza war after an internal military investigation found they had ordered artillery fire on a UN compound on January 15th of 2008. The report said the two men had exceeded their authority in the incident, during which four people were wounded and the UN's main warehouse in Gaza caught on fire, destroying thousands of pounds of food and other goods. Israel's military has launched an internal probe of 150 incidents of its conduct in Gaza in response to a UN report which accused Israel's military of committing war crimes there. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
U.S. military planes are again flying seriously injured earthquake victims from Haiti to medical facilities in the U.S. after a 5-day suspension of such evacuations. Public schools have started to reopen in Haiti today for the first time since the earthquake. The schools opening today were mostly in outlying provinces where damage was minimal. In the capital city, Port-au-Prince, it could be months before children are back in classrooms. The earthquake, officials say, damaged or destroyed most of Haiti's schools and killed many of its teachers. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.